Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Nye.
Well, I want to just comment on my previous, all my podcasts for the last 8 years. You know, some of it is, you know, I joked, and some of it was serious. When I talked about sanity should not be tolerated in my previous episode, it was truthful. I dealt with people who simply did not know how to respect boundaries, mind their business, who I don't know, in my building, area, etc., whether they're homeless or living nearby. I said the truth. And I am not going to back down from it. Everything I said was truthful. My mental health, which some people were concerned about, they shouldn't be. My mental health is fine. When people hear me talk about this, some people say, oh, I can't believe I said that, or I don't see no how he can say that, or he can't be telling the truth. All that is bogus and bullshit. I told the truth, and that's all that matters. I'm mentally sound and fine and well enough to say these things online, because if I was not, I would not ever say this stuff if it wasn't the truth, or if I wasn't well mentally, because I am well mentally. And since it's truthful, honestly, and since I'm well enough to understand where I'm going and where I'm coming from, then that's all that matters. I'm going to say it. I'm aware that with my podcasts, perhaps with some of my music books, people who perhaps I knew in college days, or perhaps I knew in the past, who I did directly were involved in, or who I'm no longer, probably would perceive what I say and what I do in a negative way, possibly. But I'm not going to worry about that, because the most important thing I will say is I have to express myself, and I have to be truthful, and I have to be myself, individual, and I am not going to back down. It is who I am, and being a podcaster, I have to talk. It's part of the creative side of my life, which is so important to me, besides making music or singing or doing other forms of artistic creation, or being in entertainment industry. And I'm not going to compromise my values or my individuality for anyone else. But at the same time, I'm not going to try to hurt anyone or make someone else be something they are not, because that wouldn't be fair either. In other words, I have to have respect for others, but others have to have respect for me. And most importantly, I have respect for myself, and because I have respect for myself and I love myself, I have to express what I feel, because it's truthful, and what I said in these podcasts is truthful. Now, the ramifications is the opinions in the field of public opinion can affect the situations with people who speak out in a public forum. And I'm not worried about that, because I spoke the truth. I will not back down for what I said, because everything I said was truthful. I will say that when people listen to me, and I listen to my podcast as well, and from interactions, they may misquote me or think I said something that isn't what it is. If that's the truth, then that should be addressed directly to me, and I can, you know, comment or respond to any criticism or misconstrued situation that I have said, but I am not going to back down from what I've said. It was truthful, and because talking about what I said with that episode, Insanity, that was just basic common sense. It's just basic common sense. It's also how you deal with people. You deal with people directly, and you respect people. You don't go and target, harass people you don't know or, you know, and stuff. That's crazy. That requires somebody. These people got mental problems or dangerous, you know. Or, you know, about my music. My music is, I own it. I have made statements about my music so many times. You know, I started off doing music because music was the initial goal in the entertainment endeavors that I have, and it still is, but it's one of them now. But still, when I came to Hollywood, I came to Hollywood to be in the entertainment industry. And part of the entertainment industry, which I realized as I grew, is to be multidimensional. So I'm not just a singer. I write, and then I'm not just a songwriter. So I write books, and then I do podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. I love to act. I did do some acting. So I do a lot of different things. So music and being an entertainer, I'll always be in some way, shape, or form, because that's my dream. I played that song, I Want My Hollywood Dream Come True, because as you will listen to it here, and here it is. You know, it's important for me to express myself. That song is released to the public. I made statements, you know, about my songwriting is truthful. I'm with BMI. I was involved in the songwriting. I paid for that demo out of my pocket. I wanted to let everybody know how hard it is. I just didn't do demos. I did performances outside, too. So, authentically, I paid my dues all those years. It's been a very hard road because very little money to show for it, but that is the Hollywood dream. So when I spoke about my music, because most of my podcasts are about the music, or half of them at least, or more, so because that's who I am. It is truthful. If you want to know who's a songwriter and who was the owner of that song, I wrote it. I had people question, say things, oh, I didn't write it, and all that stuff. I wrote it, and I respect all people who write lyrics, music, one or the other, or both. It's an art shown in those words that the singer sings and shown in the music that the instruments play. The melody that the instruments play. You hear that melody on the keyboard. Whoever wrote that melody, whoever made up that melody, whoever wrote those words is a songwriter. I was involved in the producing arrangement of the song too. So I've done a lot. I have talent. And everything I said is truthful. I really love to sing. I really do. Truthful about my singing, songwriting, music. It is truthful. I talked about things about my life, my sexuality. It's truthful. I'm sorry if people were offended by me saying I was gay, and being gay in the 21st century is no big deal, but maybe in some batches of this planet, it is, you know. But I'm not going to be naive. It is still homophobia in the society, American society, and around the world. It's like this, racism is still homophobia. And I reached a point where I couldn't be something that I wasn't, because it took me years to come out. and I'm glad I came out. And I am glad to talk about that. So what I said about that being gay is the truth. If you have a problem with that, I am so sorry. I just have to be free. I cannot be something that I ain't. I cannot be somebody that just ain't is comfortable being something that they're not. I have to be gay. If somebody said, I spoke truthfully about my political beliefs. Yes. But I also spoke truthfully that I try to respect other people regardless of where they come from, what beliefs, because I learned that a long time ago. If you want to deal with human beings, yeah, I know that within the human population, how to deal with human beings. There's a lot of people who are going to think like me, which is great, but there's a lot of people who won't. So with the ones who think like me and who don't, I have to have respect. Boundaries. Respect for their beliefs too, because I learned you have to be respectful of other people. What I said about other topics is truthful. Politics, psychology. Oh, I did. I said things about me being astrology. Yes, it is true. I do, it was freelancing. I got paid to do astrology. So if you're interested, you want to know what I know about the stars, you can contact me then. Because, basic astrology, which I know with the planets, I can do a chart and come up with some ideas about the people. It was so fun to do. Yes. I'm an astrologer, but I'm an artist. I'm an intellectual. While I have a variety of interests, I always love to be an artist. I hope that my podcast does not deter anyone or anybody who I come in contact with in the future about some endeavor related to what I'm doing or what I have, because I hope they can get to know me directly and not judge me from a distance. And that's the problem. See, that's what I dealt with, Again, I dealt with people who don't know me and make judgments about me, and that doesn't make sense. I'm not that big of a celebrity. I'm not. Well, I said the truth. If people disagree with me, fine. I'm going to still state that I said truthful, and I'm going to continue to express myself. Everything I said is truthful because I am an entertainer, but most importantly, I have to express thyself. The motto is express thyself. Don't repress oneself, but express thyself and be honest about it and not give a qualm about what anyone else thinks. And that's how I am. I reached a point in life that I cannot be hindered from expression. Now, I'm not going to necessarily curse or do anything offensive, but the truth is the truth. Good day, good night from Death Knight. Mm-hmm.